Thank you for calling customer service. Brenda Jett speaking. How may I help you?
I don't know. I got a message that I had wanted an iPhone.
I do not have iPhones here, sir. We're a call center that represents over hundreds of, we're a third-party call center that that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies, but we don't give away any gifts here. We handle the accounts.
Let's see.
What's your zip code, sir?
14895.
Hold on.
So it was a text. Did text number help you?
14895, you said, on zip code?
Yes. Yes,
ma'am. What help? The text? What did you ask?
The phone number that texted me to contact you.
No, I should be able to locate your account here because it sounds like either you agreed to pay shipping and handling for something or you enrolled into a survey to earn a chance to win a ticket for a sweepstake that you could win the iPhone. It's not that you've won the iPhone. What's your name, sir?
Joseph Kasperwitz.
Okay, I'm not on the 14895 zip code. Hold on here. I don't see that. Let's try it under your name here. Joseph.
Yes, ma'am.
And the last name?
Kas is in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Prowicz.
Okay, let's see if we can locate it like that. Nope. And let me have you verify your phone number, 585-648-6776. Let's see if I can find it from that. Because I really can't speak on it unless I have an account because I don't know what you actually did as far as that. I know we have accounts that where you customers received an email with a link for a survey in exchange for completing the survey. They were offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstake for the prizes like an iPhone or a Dyson vacuum cleaner or an iPad, something of the sort.
So the text message I got said, my order was delivered today at the collection point. See where you can pick up your package. And then it gives a web address.
Yeah, but is your package the chance to win? I don't know. To my understanding, I'm not thinking it's the iPad itself. Because what you do is the entry, either you pay anywhere from $2 to $6.95 in some cases for a chance to win the iPad. And
okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of your accounts Walmart? Because I'm showing it looks official from the United States Postal Service. It's got a package number, Priority Express. Says there's an unpaid fee of $1 to $2.
Right.
Sender is Walmart. Content
right.
is an Apple 1320 gigabyte.
Yes, sir. As I was mentioning before, you have what's shipped or what's supposedly the transaction is the entry, the chance to win the iPad. Okay, we don't have the iPads here. And initially what happens, okay, customers receive an email with a link, and it could be from, I hear numerous of places. It could be Walmart, Costco, it can be Home Depot, I've heard different places, right, CVS. So it could have been from different places, but customers will receive an email with a link for a survey, okay? With an exchange for completing the survey, they will be offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket. You're purchasing an entry ticket. That's what's the shipping. That's what all that logistics behind that is. It's the entry. It's a ticket for the sweepstakes that offers the various prizes like the iPhone, the Dyson vacuum cleaner, the iPad. So you can be charged anywhere from $2.695 to enter the sweepstakes. All right. Now, in the terms and conditions for the sweepstake, it also tells you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription for a meal plan as well. I know you're calling here to get your iPad. We don't have iPad, iPhone. We don't have them here.
Perfect. I was just trying to figure out what it was about. So the official looking thing from the UPS, once you click on that, yeah, they're telling you by placing an entry, win big, price is $7.95.
Yeah. That's your chance to win. You're purchasing, maybe they're shipping the chance by the UPS. I don't know, but because I'm the call center here.
Okay.
However, it's a chance to enter for the iPad. You pay the $2.65 for that opportunity to enter into the sweepstakes to win.
So it's just like buying a ticket.
I can't really speak on it because I don't see your account here, but we handle accounts like that. It's where customers receive an email with a link for a survey in exchange for completing the survey. Okay. Now, if I can, what's the last four digits of your card that was used? Maybe I can find it that way.
6043.
And I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I don't remember entering this, so this my name might have just got picked in a.
You didn't put your card number in to pay for the survey.
I don't think I would do that.
I won't have an account. If you did, I can pull up and do the trail what went on with it. But if you haven't entered your, where I am, we're a third party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. All right. So I get calls from customers that have already purchased or want to reorder or want to cancel their trial period or want to extend their trial period or want more products mailed out to them. So we handle the transaction after it's been done, but if you haven't used your card, I'm not going to see a transaction for you.
Well, I mean, I've bought things online and not remembered. It could be a possibility.
So it could be a possibility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, unless I can locate an account, sir, I cannot really speak on what you did. And I've entered your zip code. I entered did we do the phone number? I think I did the phone number and the name.
And that's the last ditch effort.
Do I want to do what now?
Did you want to try to enter the last four of the card and see?
Didn't you give me that at 6043?
I did.
Okay, so let's see here what we got here. And you said your name is Joseph
Kasperowitz.
I'm not seeing any Joseph. Let's see, you want to do the first six of your card?
If you don't have me by name.
I don't have you by name, phone number, email, zip code. I don't have any of that. Let me try the zip once again for you. And it was what, six, what was it?
Nope, it was
14895. I have numerous of zip codes written down here. So 14895. And last name, could it have been under anyone else's name in the household?
Nope, it would have only been solely mine.
Because it could have come up under someone else's name, and I don't see that. But I'm not under that zip code of 14895. I do not see, unless it's someone else's name in the household, someone else's card. It does give me a list of names in that zip code area, but not what you're telling me.
Well, no. So if there was anybody in the house, which I'm seriously doubt it would be, it would still be the same last name.
Well, I don't see that. And that last name would be S. How you spell that?
K-A-S. S as in Sam. P-R-O. WIC.
Don't have anything with the K or
Can't miss that name.
No. Like I said, unless you didn't, if you didn't enter it, I wouldn't find it anyways. Okay.
No, I didn't enter it. So I'm just thinking this is like some spam mail.
Well, it's legit as far as receiving a link for the email to for the survey in exchange for, but where you're calling right now, I only will see it if you actually did a transaction. Because I'm a call center, third party call center.
It didn't seem like I did, so I probably didn't. If you can't find me by name or zip code, I mean, it might be legit, but I don't enter those because I don't have that kind of luck. I've never won anything.
Well, you're sure not to win if you don't register, right? So.
Right, but then, you know, why throw $7.95 away when, you know, you can buy groceries with it?
I don't know.
That's,
a lot of people take chances on it. We have numerous of customers. They feel they, you know, I can understand it might not be a good fit for you, but, you know, it's a fit for others. Because, you know, some people feel like they have a chance. I don't know. But it might not be a good fit for you, sir.
$12. I've known people won $12,000 in the lottery. I played religious the whole year and lost every time, so I figured that wasn't for me.
Okay.
Oh, I got fucked in with a ticket or two, but I
with a what?
With a free ticket or two.
Uh huh.
But those still didn't win, so it's just not my deal.
Well, if you would have filled out this survey for this link, or if you were to see the link in your email to fill out a survey in exchange for completing the survey, they will offer you a chance to purchase. Now, here's the thing. They didn't offer you a ticket. They offered you a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstakes. For a chance to win the iPhone, Dyson, Dyson vacuum cleaner. And you'll be charged for anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter that sweepstake.
Right. This one, I'm looking at it now. This one is $7.95.
It could be. Its prices could be different in different places, yeah. But it's a chance.
Right. And I don't have a good chance.
Thank you for calling Customer Support, sir. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.